If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Gang, I'm crunch time making a video right now for the Nerd Talk. I don't even know what the crap you call it. Anyway, just going to give you a couple nerdy hits here and then be looking for the rest of it on the old internet here in the coming days. Here's the first one. First Nerd Talk of the day.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Grab your nearest 90s friend and shake him! Dinosaurs, the TV show, is coming to Disney Plus. It's like Roseanne, only a household of different species of dinosaurs who are somehow related. Ah, there's 4 seasons of that thing? So it feels like some things we should just let go extinct. Billionaire Mackenzie Scott, you might know her for her ex-husband's moniker, Jeff Bezos. Well, she's rapidly giving away her half of that Amazon fortune. Her second cash dump of the year was just north of $4 billion to good causes. Maybe a couple evil ones too, I didn't do the research. Though try as she might, the pandemic has only made her wealth grow, and she's probably still richer than when this whole thing started. Because of course. And finally, the Hawaiian ranch that was the location for Lost is up for sale at $45 million. Maybe we could get J.J. Abrams to buy it and then banish him there to be eaten by smoke monsters. Also, it's now infested with smoke monsters. They're quite the nuisance. Oh, but maybe there's a Totoro. Totoro, Totoro. Sorry, I've been streaming Totoro on HBO Max a lot.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Oh boy. Can you imagine having the money to buy that Hawaiian ranch? Oahu is where it's at. I don't know anything about Hawaii at all, other than that my friend Sean was a former member of the Navy and was quite the swimmer and got to do a little lifeguard duty while Lost was filming there. I don't know the actor's name, but what was the character's name? Saeed, maybe? That's the picture I think of Sean, if you're listening to this. That's cool. I say we should banish J.J. Abrams there. Actually, this works out really well because my friend Sean is the one who gave me the most grief about this, and I've changed my mind, sort of. I say throw J.J. Abrams to the banishment on the island of smoke monsters because you really ruined Star Wars. Wow, that was more aggressive than I intended. That last movie had really fun parts to it. Cool fight scenes and chemistry and stuff like that. But it had so many problems and was such garbage for the greater Star Wars world. You had like such a huge responsibility and my God, did you blow it. You idiot. Also, I just found out that the Darth Maul bobblehead that I have on my desk, the head has been on backwards this whole time, so takes one to know one, I guess. Anyway, the Palpatine storyline and the clone thing and the what's his name with the cracked skull and he was in charge for a minute for a movie. All that. All just a bunch of hot garbage. I didn't like the second of the trilogy. JJ did 7 and 9. I didn't like movie number 8, and that's why I say Sean convinced me halfway, because he's tried long and hard to sell me on movie number 8, and I think that movie sucks. I like what it does for the greater... It's like
that's the problem. They like each did something kind of opposite of one another. Rian Johnson made a movie that helps the continuum of Star Wars work a lot better, while J.J. made a fun movie that ruins Star Wars ultimately. Also, there's no way they could have done all that in 16 hours or whatever. Get bent. J.J., you blew it. You idiot. He's probably very nice, and he's very rich, and I couldn't do it myself. So, J.J., how dare you? That's better. Okay, good. So we all have that friend that, like, searches and possibly posts too much about Bitcoin. And crypto, I should say. That's what they're into. And maybe that did some, what do you call that, mining? Some Bitcoin mining back in the day. Well, that friend is probably filthy rich. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Remember a few years ago when everyone went Bitcoin crazy?
This internet money, I gotta have it!
Well, hopefully you did get a dummy, because today, a single Bitcoin broke the $20,000 barrier. Whoa! My buddy who bought it all at like $8. Get him! No, don't actually do that. Facebook took out full-page newspaper ads today attacking Apple, who with iOS 14 are cracking down on third-party apps tracking people without better transparency. Facebook claims it'll hurt small business. Look, that might be true, but the biggest data mining bully ever pushing small business out in front as their battering ram is rich. And finally, the nerds at Nerdist.com have declared that Baby Yoda is this year's best Christmas tree topper. The dinosaur atop mine disagrees. But to everyone hanging ornaments with clear fishing wire from their ceilings above the outstretched hand of the child, like he's manipulating them with the Force, you do make a pretty good argument. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! It was a bit longer than I anticipated. Also, thanks said after sex. Goodbye!
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.